also coming up next to the stage. This gentleman is the co-creator of the game Utter Nonsense, which is now available in Targets nationwide. But you know where else it's available? It's Pastimes in Niles, Illinois. And I'm just throwing that out there because it's next to Walmart, but it's better than a big box store. This is Tim Swindle.
So my story starts a little over 5 years ago. It was a cold, snowy night in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. And I was with my buddy Dave, who is also the creator of Utter Nonsense with me. We were in a hot tub. And we'd had a couple too many fat tires. And it somehow had come to light that we had both wanted to learn how to break dance. So I was like, wait, you want to learn how to break dance? He's like, you want to learn how to break dance? Get the fuck out. And so it was like this eureka moment. And, you know, for, you know, those of you that can see me up here, I don't look like your, you know, stereotypical B-boy. You know, at the time I was, you know, 30 years old, you know, white guy, unathletic from the suburbs. And so anyway, unlike most, you know, kind of drunken promises that typically go by the wayside, we actually got back to Chicago and we went forward with it. So we were like, well, what do? You know, like we Googled, you know, how, learn how to break dance. And so the Google machine led us to this inner city rec center on the north side of Chicago called Alternatives. And apparently this was like the epicenter for the break dance community. So we were like, all right, let's go. So we went up there on a Saturday, and we roll in, and if memory serves me, I was probably wearing like a pink polo shirt, and Dave had some like pastel plaid shorts on. So we roll in, and it's like kind of straight out of a movie where the music was like bumping, and like we roll in, and all of a sudden the music stops. It's like, who the fuck are these white boys? And we just stuck out like total sore thumbs, a lot of dirty looks initially. And, you know, but we were like, fuck it, we're here, let's figure this thing out. So we went around and we were just asking people like, hey, like, you know, we're these like nerdy white guys that want to learn how to break dance. Like, can you help us out? And eventually they led us to, they're like, you guys need to meet Black Attack. And everyone's like, Black Attack is the man. And so we're like, well, where do we find Black Attack? And so we eventually, like, you know, hunted Black Attack down. And his real name is CJ. Black Attack, surprisingly, is not his that's just his B-boy name. So we met with Black Attack, and we started doing lessons. So we'd show up there, you know, a couple times a week, whatever, and start learning the moves, top rocks, things like that, for those of you that B-boy out there and know what I'm talking about. So as we were doing it, though, we were kind of like, all right, this is fun, this is cool, but we wanted kind of like to have like a mission. You know, it's like, what are we trying to do here? Like, is there going to be some like ultimate battle we're going to enter into, or, you know, what are we going to do? So we had a wedding coming up in 4 months' time, and it was one of our best friends, and we were like, wouldn't it be awesome if we did a choreographed breakdance routine for all of our friends, because nobody knew we were doing this. This was, like, totally top secret. Like, we were kind of embarrassed, didn't really know if it was cool or not. So we said, you know, yes, let's do it. So we made that the goal. So literally, you know, 2 to 3 times a week for 4 months straight, went up to Alternatives, met with Black Attack, like, learned this, you know, crazy choreographed breakdance routine. Fast forward, we get to the wedding. Shortly after dinner time, it's like, you know, music starts. We come out and we called ourselves the Quad City DJs. Remember us, you know, if you're looking for entertainment for weddings, funerals, and divorces, we're your guys. And so we did it. We busted out an 8-minute choreographed breakdance routine. You can look it up on YouTube. I'm proud to say we nailed it. We obviously shocked all of our friends and family, and they were like, what the fuck just happened? But it was one of the most fun experiences of my life, I'll be honest with you. We continued to do it and made some really good friendships and relationships along the way. You know, going back to that group of people that we'd initially gone when we went to the center, and we were such outcasts, or we felt like we did. Couldn't have been more, that couldn't be less true, I should say. This community, this breakdance community, is like they're very artistic and like they're very welcoming of, you know, outsiders. So we made some great friends, still friends with Black Attack today. Have aspirations to do bigger things actually with breakdancing. I'm sad to say I no longer breakdance. It's a young man's sport. For those of you that don't know, you know, had dreams of grandeur of like spinning on my head and doing all kinds of things like that. You know, we got, you know, just good enough to not embarrass ourselves, but like still look like we're in slow motion the whole time. But like I said, you know, I had a blast with it, and kind of, you know, what Harper had mentioned earlier about, you know, when, you know, he does things now that his, like, you know, 16-year-old self would think he's like cool. And, you know, I think that I could kind of relate in that sense with, you know, doing this, where, like, you know, when I was 16, it's probably something I would have loved to do, but I was insecure. I didn't think it was like cool enough or whatever. But as I've gotten older, I'm just like very comfortable in my own skin, and I can be authentic. I can be who I want to be, and I don't really give a fuck what anybody thinks other than what makes me happy. So, you know, that being said, you know, that's my story. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you for giving hope to all unathletic 30-something white men from the suburbs. If there are any of you out there, I don't know. Maybe just one or two. I don't know.